I'm going to start by saying something strange. I didn't know Mary personally very well. I knew Tony and Mary. And Tony and Mary, for those of you who knew them, came as a couple. And everything they did in some ways, well, not everything, but most things were as a couple. And I knew Tony quite well. One striking thing for me was after they moved from Belgium to London, to join the community here, was within if they bought a lovely house not far from James and Kyria's house. I think it was on the same street, if I remember right. And within a few years, they sold it. Why did they sell it? So that they could generate capital for one of their children who was moving to Acton. And they moved to what was, in comparison, really quite a small flat. And they weren't small people, that's meant in the best possible way. So somehow the flat always felt, even though it wasn't small, it never felt like it was quite big enough. But in my sense at the time was this is just a very generous move on their part for the blessing of one of their children. I got to know Tony particularly when we were working on some safeguarding projects together around the time before I became senior coordinator. And often I would be there with the two of them. We'd spend some time together. And it was fascinating watching the way they related. They're two of the most direct-speaking people you can come across. They tell each other what to do and this and that. There was nothing hidden between them, at least you guess not. It was impossible. It was just right out there, and they sorted it out. And often they sorted it out right in front of me, you, us. And for some of us, it was, this isn't very classically English, or whatever you think. But it was refreshingly straightforward. You felt, here is a couple. And in this case, Mary, but Tony as well, who were before us as they are. She had a great heart for service and did tons of work at Our Lady of Lourdes Church, particularly in the homeless work they were doing there. And she was always down there, as far as I could work out. When I was with Tony working on things or just catching up with him, Mary would be out doing things. And then the other thing I want to mention is, I think this is particularly Mary. So we had some difficulties in the community that impacted them, and it was always difficult when you have difficulties inside a community. And as a result, Mary stepped back from her commitment. And to be honest, Tony didn't, but because Tony wasn't directly involved, but she did. And others did at that time as well. And I think some of us thought, oh. But something like a year later, Mary came back and she said to us, I'd like to restate my public commitment. And I just felt, here is a woman, here is a sister in the Lord, who in all honesty, in the midst of everything, was willing to eat the fact that, okay, I step back, but I'm going to come back, and I'm going to remake my commitment. I felt it was just a very humble, but also good thing she did there. And she came back and was fully part of the community again. So in the midst of everything, give honor to a lovely sister, a wonderful mother and husband, and to a good friend to many of us here.
You get it?